Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
Spur Ranch proudly invites you to the Performance Herd of the Heartland Sale coming Friday, October 23rd, 1 p.m. at Spur Ranch, 15 miles west of Vinita, Oklahoma. Over 550 head will sell, including 150 registered Angus, 18-month to 2-year-old performance-tested bulls. To see a catalog and videos, go to spurranch.com or call Clay Hartley or Jeff Owen at the ranch, 918-256-5850. Spur Ranch's performance sale, Friday, October 23rd. I think the operative word is quick as far as harvest and planting of our winter wheat crop here in the fall of 2020. The weather conditions have allowed that open weather, not much rain anywhere in the middle part of the country. And as a result, we've got corn farmers having completed now 41% of the 2020 harvest in the 18 major producing states. That's well ahead of the 5-year average of 32%. Texas is 81% complete. Tennessee, 76%. Kentucky, 74%, closest to the finish line at this point. The I states include Illinois corn farmers, 45% complete now. Missouri, 51% done. Soybean farmers are even further along, 61% complete, up from 38% last week, and the 5-year average of 42%. Grain sorghum harvest at 49% in the 6 major producing states. Texas is 90% done now. Cotton farmers are about 1/4 done with harvest, 26% of the crop harvested nationally. That's about average for this time of years. Now, as far as the planting of the 2021 winter wheat crop, well along. Colorado, 94% done. Nebraska, 89% done. Kansas, 74% done. Oklahoma, 69% complete. And Texas wheat farmers, now 55% done with planting their 2021 wheat crop. Very worrisome pasture range conditions. They continue to slip going downhill as we go through the month of October. Now, only 22% of our pasture range conditions across the country are in good to excellent shape. That's off 4 points from a week ago, 38% fair, and 40% poor to very poor. Good news, but with an asterisk, comes from livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel, who believes that we've got the potential for higher cattle prices in the coming year, but he says there are enough unknowns that those gains could easily be derailed.
We're looking for prices that probably average 5 to 10% higher, depending on what class of cattle we're talking about, from feeder cattle all the way through fed cattle next year. Now, obviously, there's lots of kind of question marks around that. The confidence bands around that are pretty wide when you look at the continuing public health issues we have with COVID-19, the broader macroeconomic implications. We've got an election yet to be determined. So there's lots of things that could change that. But underneath it all, for everything we've been through, beef demand has remained remarkably strong, and that's kind of what you're hanging your hat on going forward unless something changes.
OSU's Darrell Peel. You've got farm news on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, if you're involved in a value-added program or interested in getting involved with one, you need to check out what's available through Superior Video Livestock Auction. Superior has implemented Superior Verified, which allows producers to source and age-verify their cattle through IMI Global. Learn more about Superior's involvement with value-added programs by going to their website, superiorlivestock.com. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the value-added market to you. And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.